All right, the next one, the Strayerism with Ruben Strayer. He cracks me up. I don't know what it is about listening to him, but it just cracks me up. And he's so good at what he does. He breaks it down so well just to have us understand and makes it so easy for us to get it.
Yeah, for both of us, he's one of our favorites. So this one's, why do we intubate? I just was teaching TNCC this past weekend, and I would really love this because if I'd already heard this, I would have actually used it in the lectures. People, nurses, as they're learning, it's a hard concept to realize that everything's not for airway protection because we learn that little catchphrase and we repeat it
right
all the time. And then when you're actually trying to break down and it becomes obvious for things like TNCC testing, when you're actually trying to break that down and get them to understand why they're intubating when and to remember to do it in a kind of artificial, the scenario's not artificial, but you have a mannequin instead of a real person
right
and nobody cluing you in, it's hard for them to be able to put words to it. And this is fabulous. I love this, that airway is not for airway protection. It's obstruction. Breathing is going to be the pulmonary problems, the pneumonias, the edemas, the fibrosis.
COPD, asthmas, yeah.
Right. And maybe we can use BiPAP now or CPAP. Big difference from before. Big, big difference. Circulation. This is your septic patient, and we're going to resuscitate before we intubate. That's, you know, really important. And then disability is actually the airway protection, right? It's a failure to be able to keep that airway open. The expected course, I think we're at. And what's your personal favorite? The F?
What was it?
Friggin' feral.
Friggin' feral, freaking something.
Yeah. It was hysterical. Yes, with their inadequate ketamine dosages. Yeah, that's actually an absolute reason too, right? That's
definitely, yeah.
If we can't control a patient, if they're on the gurneys and they're going to hurt themselves, they're going to hurt us at some point. If they're not going down, we're going to have to intubate
right
and be able to get the test done. And I think that we should not be shy about that. Exactly as he says, we do that for a brain injury. We should be doing that for an agitated delirium that we can't control by
exactly
any other means. And I think it's really important. Those are six excellent reasons, really well broken down. I think that should be something that we should be teaching to our nurses like now in this order because I love it.
Agreed.